This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Gupta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged every citizen to celebrate National Handloom Day today with enthusiasm and joy. Sharing a video message, Mr. Modi said that on August 7, 1905, the Swadeshi movement was launched as part of India's struggle for independence, and people from all walks of life united and fought a historic battle against British rule. He encouraged people to support poor weaving families and artisans who create fabrics with their own hands. Mr. Modi also appealed to the countrymen to purchase at least one handloom product, make a video about it and share it across the country and the world. National Handloom Day is observed every year on the 7th of August to commemorate the Swadeshi movement launched on the same day in 1905. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved Goberdhan, a national circular bioenergy scheme with a total outlay of 23,731 crore rupees to boost clean energy and rural economy. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will be implemented from 2026-27 to 2035-36 and establish compressed biogas as a major pillar of India's future energy mix. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved the construction of four-lane highway from Guwahati to Tezpur along the National Highway 15 in Assam. On Cabinet's approval of Goberdhan scheme, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said the decision is a vital step towards clean energy, rural prosperity and realizing the country's collective dream of becoming a self-reliant nation. India has successfully test-fired the medium-range ballistic missile Agni-4 from the integrated test range at Chandipur in Odisha. The Defence Ministry said the launch validated all operational and technical parameters of the missile. The test was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Strategic Forces Command and DRDO on the successful mission. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal yesterday said that India's ports should be measured not only by cargo throughput and operational efficiency but also by their ability to withstand evolving security risks. Addressing the second National Port Security Conference 2026 in New Delhi, Mr. Sonowal called for a technology-led transformation of India's maritime security architect. The centre has notified the implementation of the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Act 2025, paving the way for reservation of assembly seats for scheduled tribes in Goa. According to the notification published in the Gazette of India, the Act came into force yesterday, fulfilling a long-pending demand of the state's tribal communities and enabling the process of constituency readjustment and reservation. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stated that the ambition of the government is to create a society where modern progress is anchored in civilization heritage. Addressing the C.D. Deshmukh Lecture 2026 in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said India's destiny is to become prosperous without becoming consumerist, wealthy without becoming materialistic, and globally successful without losing its civilizational character. In Yemen, at least 30 government troops were killed and 50 others injured in attacks by the Iran-backed Houthi rebels yesterday in central and eastern part of the country. Yemeni government officials said that the assaults hit camps for forces of the internationally recognized government in the provinces of Marib and Hadramaut. The U.S. mission to Yemen expressed condolences to the families of the killed Yemeni soldiers. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall along with thunderstorm, gusty winds and lightning over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Kerala, Mahe, Odisha and coastal and south interior Karnataka today. Similar conditions are also predicted over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jharkhand, Lakshadweep, West Bengal, Madhya Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand for today. Meanwhile, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh are also likely to witness very heavy rainfall. Now on to the sports. In badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma, Ashmita Chahila and Rakshita Ramraj has progressed to the women's single quarterfinals at the Korea Masters in Asan. Tanvi continued her impressive run by defeating the compatriot Shianshi Velishetty in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.